Oh, man. See, we might lose Taylor on Thursday morning, though.
That's a good point.
Taylor, if the best of is really good, will you listen to that?
Sure. Is there going to be the best in quotes podcast?
See, I still think we should do that.
Yeah.
I really do. I think
Let's
we should
run
do that.
Thursday.
We Maybe can we'll run, that, run Thursday. That Thursday.
We could probably just run that on tomorrow and Thursday.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And tonight we have the 2019 Power Trip Awards. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the golden dongs are here. Dave, how do you feel about handing out some golden dongs tonight?
Oh, I am so ready. It's one of our favorite, it's the second time we've done it, but it's one of our favorite bits that we put together for the year. Very excited to hand out some dongs.
Indeed. And, you know, I got to thinking, we had some categories lined up, and we really should have added a category for our favorite listener. I'll go down the list because I think the list is, I think you and I are in agreement on this one. Number one with a bullet is Lou Cove. I mean, We give the score updates for him. By the way, Lou, the Gophers beat Auburn in the Outback Bowl. So just in case you didn't get your text update on that one, the Gophers did win the Outback Bowl. So congratulations, Gophers. But yeah, Lou's got to be number one with a bullet. And then number two, and he rocketed way up the favorite listener standings because of what you heard in the liner to the show, his call into the Power Trip suggesting that they play us on the best of, and that's none other than Taylor. Taylor, you are our favorite listener number two.
Yeah, he skyrocketed up my power rankings for our favorite listeners, which I used to do it out of 10, but I don't think we have 10 followers or listeners yet. But yeah, Taylor from Out of the Weeds, that was a nice Christmas present, along with them playing the selection show on Best Of. So it's Bets and Quotes business is doing pretty good right now.
Definitely, definitely exciting. And coming in at number let's be honest. We like Lou and Taylor, and the rest of you guys have done absolutely nothing for us. So I think we'll end the list at two. What do you think?
Yeah. Honorable mention, Bets and Quotes podcast quotes, and Justin.
All right. We'll give you that. And if a certain listener could ever get us an endorsement deal that he's been working on, he'd be one. So, more to come on that one, right? So, the other thing I was going to mention to your listeners, because we do like you. It's just we love Lou and Taylor. Everybody else, we just kind of you're in the friend zone. Let's put it that way. But I want to give you a heads up. I think starting with next week's episode, I'm going to start password protecting all of the podcasts. So you're going to need to enter a password to be able to download the podcast. And This is especially a note for you, Lou, because, I know you struggle with passwords and you have to write them down on the post-it notes that you get from the 3M store, but you might give Corey a call, as soon as you hear this podcast and start working on your password so that you won't miss any future episodes of the Bets and Quotes podcast.
Yeah, I think that might hurt our listenership and cut it in half if you password protect these episodes, Chuck.
It's possible. It'll basically be Taylor because he'll know how to do a password.
At least Taylor's listening.
Yes, exactly. So, all right. Well, you ready to get rolling with the golden dongs?
Yes. Let's let the dongs begin.
Let the dongs rise. All right. The first category is Song of the Year.
The nominees for Song of the Year are Somebody's Daughter by Tennille Townes. Mantra by Bring Me the Horizon. Fear Inoculum by Tool. And The Get Up by Blanco Brown. And I went through the hole down
and get into it. And the winner of Song of the Year is Tennille Townes, Somebody's Daughter.
Good song. Yeah, they've played that a couple of times on the show, and very, very good voice, and it's somebody that Chris really thinks is going to be a superstar in the music world.
Yeah, whenever Chris brought that song up, and I don't know, for some reason it catches my ear, and I think it wails.
All right. Well, we'll give you that one. Good choice. Congratulations, Tennille. Song of the Year. Next up, it's the Movie of the Year.
Here are the nominees for Movie of the Year. Star Wars: Rise of Skywalker. Joker.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
Avengers: Endgame. Toy Story 4.
And the winner is Joker. Joker is the, it definitely you go to the movies to see great acting performances, and Joker was one of the best acting performances of 2019. So that's why it got my vote and is your movie of the year. Your thoughts?
I couldn't agree more, coming from somebody who did not see the movie. So I'm in full support of Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
All right. Our next category is TV Show of the Year.
Here are the nominees for TV Show of the Year. Game of Thrones. Watchmen. Chernobyl. Peaky Blinders.
And our winner is Wiener, 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 Game of Thrones, Wiener, 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 Wiener. It was the final season this year, and it did, personally, it did not disappoint. I know there's a lot of tough critics out there on Twitter and trolls who thought that it wasn't good. It's Game of Thrones. It's fucking good, so just be positive about it and enjoy it.
So basically it's the show of the year, but it's not good enough for the show of the decade.
Oh, it's definitely the show of the decade. It was an underperforming season, but yeah, I don't know. You kind of got to grade it on a scale because it's Game of Thrones.
I do love how Corey gets upset every time somebody publishes a list without it on there for one of the shows of the decade.
Right. Burn. If it's not on the list, burn the list.
It's like they're purposely trolling Corey. I love it. So. All right, our next category. Now, these are going to be, you know, we start out with kind of our entertainment categories, and these are going to get much more Power Trip specific now, starting with the Power Trip Rookie of the Year.
And the nominees for Power Trip Rookie of the Year are Zach Halvorson.
Oh, here's what I want to know. If I were to go over to Arby's across the street right now, and they were open, what kind of pop could I get?
Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Yes.
But what if I roll over to Taco Bell?
Pepsi.
Alicia Lewis.
It's getting cold.
Doesn't matter.
Just feeling the flame.
Yeah.
feeling the flow.
Yeah. I'm feeling armpit like, I think slowly Alicia's trying to let us know that she does have hairy armpits right now.
In the wintertime, there might be some stubble.
Brianne.
Hanging with the boys today. Yeah. You guys do whatever you need to do.
CJ Ham.
Well, CJ Ham made little boys Christmas.
That's awesome.
Way to go, CJ. You made a kid cry.
I didn't make him cry. I mean.
And the winner is Zach Helverson.
Zach Helverson.
You old son of a bitch.
All that. You know, he's going to be one to be very excited about winning a golden dong. Wish we could have him on for comment here.
I'm guessing Zach is going to prominently display his golden dong everywhere.
Yes, now, 100%.
Now, I must mention that this, you know, there is only one winner per category, except for Moment of the Year, which we'll explain at the end. But for each of these, there is only one winner. But this is the one category where I did have to throw out an honorable mention for Rookie of the Year. And that goes to, of course, Alicia Lewis, because anybody that swears on air as a rookie is, I mean, that automatically gets you an honorable mention on our show. So,
shout out. So does that mean, does she get like if we have an extra golden dong laying around, does she get like part of the base or like the tip or something?
Probably just the tip, I think, would be the way to go, unless we get a hold of Creasel's mold. But I don't think hockey's ever letting that go.
Yeah, he's got a firm grasp on that one.
Indeed.
The blue monster.
The blue monster. Next up is the initials champion.
The initials champion of the year, AJ Mansoor.
Wow, quite a year it was for AJ. I'm sure you can look up on Power Trip Initials, our friend Brandon, how dominant it was. But it was a hell of a year. He passed Meat Sauce in wins. He passed Meat Sauce in majors. This was kind of the year of AJ for this. I think it's the fifth season of the initials. So congrats to AJ Mansoor. And I'm sure Rival House would do an honorary, for winning this Golden Dong. You could probably go down there and get like a free side of Dijon mustard or maybe some like a side of marinara or something like that.
Just make sure you mention AJ has a golden dong before you order. So,
yes, you got to put that in there.
Yes, congrats to AJ, total dominance in 2019. So we will see what 2020 has in store and if any of the mojo changes around the initials game. Our next category is the betting champion.
The betting champion of the year, Tommy Olsen.
Of course, the one and only, that old son of a bitch, Tommy Olsen, $1,370 profit in the year 2019, most of which was made on the back of his Minnesota Gophers and the amazing things that they were able to accomplish in 2019, which won him a whole lot of money. And as we mentioned when we had Tommy on the show a few weeks ago, he didn't place any more bets in December. So Tommy had discipline, and he held on to the all-time record of $1,370, edging Corey's old record by $5. So congratulations to Tommy. Hell of a year having faith in his team and watching the bets come in.
You know, and that might be the first time that Tommy Olsen's ever been disciplined in anything in his life, whether it's going to Wendy's or Burger King or, you know, Taco Bell or, you know, just about flying home at the right time in Vegas. He's normally kind of a wild card. So for him to stay off the bets in December was pretty good. And he sealed up that victory. I was going to ask you too, Chuck, did he win? I forget. Did he win one of the golf bets, too?
Yeah, he won the Masters Tiger Woods Major, so he won 440 for that as well, because that was before they instituted the winner doubles it clause. So, he won big on that one as well. So between the golf and the Gophers, Tommy cashed in 2019. Sounds like he didn't show a lot of discipline on New Year's Eve, based upon his call in on Thursday, but
yeah, you gotta add a couple orders of waffle fries in there and get that scale up at about 3 or 4 pounds right there on the New Year's Eve, just so that you can lose it and feel good about yourself 2 weeks later.
Definitely. All right, our next category in the Golden Dongs is the quote of the year chosen by you, the listeners.
The Power Trip Quote of the Year champion is Chris Hockey.
Don't put toothpaste on your junk, Rosie.
Well, but the mint feels so good.
And yeah, I thought...
I don't do it to last longer, Rosie. I just do it to improve meat sauce's breath.
Oh, yes, Chris Hockey, back-to-back Power Trip Quote of the Year champion. You know, I think it's interesting listening back to the actual soundbite of the quote and kind of hear Corey's reaction to it.
Because
A lot of the times you get laughter from the other guys. But when Corey laughs like that, you know it's something special. You know,
it was just
a great line. It was where were you moment right away when you heard it and you knew it was going to make a run deep into this tournament.
Yeah, I knew that was the number one seed the moment it came out of his mouth.
For sure. Yeah. Wow. And it kind of gives you a very, very awkward visual of, Meat Sauce's penis with toothpaste on it. Which you, the listener, I know appreciates, you know.
You got a theater of the mind, right? That's what this is all about. Podcasting, radio, theater of the mind. You got to visualize these things. So
yes. And just a side note, thank you all for going out and voting on the Quote of the Year tournament. Had a lot of fun putting it all together and glad you guys appreciated it. And we'll see which quote Hockey wins with next year.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for voting. This is definitely one that is decided on by the listeners. So good to see that you chose wisely. So next up is Bet of the Year.
The nominees for Bet of the Year are the Gophers National Championship Bet, the Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper Dating Bet, and the College Game Day Bet.
And the winner is the College Game Day Bet.
Wow.
Now, this was tough because, between the three of them, you had the biggest bet in the history of the Power Trip with the national championship. You had the Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, which fueled a ton of speculation all year and obviously wasn't decided till the very last day of the year, and generated lots of tweets and lots of replies for people that were actively monitoring the situation. But, I had to go with the College Game Day because it was a 5-year bet, and you all know that I love, long-term bets to see how they play out. And Tommy nailed it in the first year. Unbelievable. And he made that a $500 bet, which is a really big bet in Power Trip bet land. I mean, we're usually dealing with $20, $50, $100 bets. He made that a $500 bet. And nailed it. And really, I mean, the College Game Day, when people think back to, this season and the 2019 Gopher football season, you remember it. I mean, honestly, for me, the College Game Day thing is going to be the number one thing that really stands out. I mean, yeah, we beat Auburn, we beat Penn State, but that, the game day experience, I really feel like that's the kind of thing that really validated this season and generated so much excitement.
Yeah, I think the thing that sticks out in my my brain the most about this 2019 Gopher football season was Ron Johnson tweeting about how all of his records are now gone and that his name is being wiped from the face of the earth. But honorable mention to him to follow him on Twitter at 3RonJohnson on Twitter.
Ron Johnson was a Gopher?
Ron Johnson, gone but not forgotten.
All right. Well, the last one of the year. Now, this one we do a little bit differently, Dave, because it's the moment of the year. And, it's such a big deal. And there's such great moments that we've experienced in 2019 that we each get to pick a winner for this one. So let's do it. The 2019 Moment of the Year.
And the nominees for Moment of the Year are Tommy Olsen, the Zamboni.
I have one that I'm kind of nervous to bring up, but I'm going to bring it up anyways.
Ooh, okay.
Please do.
So afterwards of watching the Kardashian film, right? And there's cleanup, let's say.
Okay, Tommy.
Tommy, it's 7:30 in the morning.
No, I got you, baby.
Yeah. And sometimes
Ben couldn't be more disappointed. No, I'm not disappointed. I just...
It has to go somewhere. right? Well, we all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yeah, keep go on. Go on.
I have a patent move called the Zamboni, right?
Yeah.
And you take your waistband.
Whoa,
and you pull it up.
Whoa, wait.
Corey Cove, the psychic reading.
Do you believe, and this is something we've debated a lot, should Corey and his wife conceive kids, do you think? I mean, does it seem like a situation where they're a good couple to do that?
I will tell you what the situation is better, okay? I think, Corey, you and your wife should adopt.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Corey Cove, Usual Suspects.
Like this.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Monday at 5:39.
It made Big Lots look like Dayton's.
Dayton's.
Well, let's expand them.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's have them headquartered here. Put it in Minneapolis, yeah. Minnesota.
Monday at 7:20. Oh.
Power Trip Beth points out that you're losing all your milk money to Tommy Olsen, the Miami Marlins.
That's enough. I'll do it like the Micro Machines guy.
Week organically, so you guys didn't notice.
Brilliant.
Wow.
How did you come up with that?
Chris Hockey, What the Podcast Makes.
This one gets you the second time. Your hourly podcast wage is.
That's actually higher than I thought it was going to be.
Son of a bitch. I hit the button. Hit the button.
It's like $1 an hour.
My favorite day ever.
And my winner is the Zamboni.
And my winner is Hockey Finds Out What the Podcast Pays.
Ooh, yeah, that was my next one.
And Zamboni was my next one. So I think those two were the clear best. I mean, yeah, so start with the Zamboni. I mean, that was quite the moment.
Yeah, so I even remember, you know, there are certain moments in Power Trip history, and you know, especially after just this last year, that I remember, like, where I was driving, like, when I was listening. And this one, I even remember mine and yours, our text conversation, because I go, tell me you're listening right now, and you go, ... what happened? And I just replied with the NHL 94 of the Zambonis going around, and you're going, oh my god.
And then so I immediately hopped on Twitter and saw like nothing but gifs of Zambonis going by, and I'm like, oh my god, what did Tommy do?
Like, not only did that dominate like the show, and like, you know, it was joked about all week and all year basically, but like, it was mentioned, like, PA was talking about it. It was referenced on Common's show, like, Barrero. Like, it just made sound waves all around KFAN, and, like, oh, man, it was, I mean.
Hell, we dedicated a whole fan line to it.
It's such a thing to do. Like, nobody other than Tommy Olsen does that.
Right.
You know? But that's why we love him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that was definitely a where were you moment. And yeah, and you're absolutely right about the whole where like things get stuck in your head and where you were driving, because I can point to the exact spot on I-35 that I was when Alicia Lewis swore. So things definitely,
that's because you were making bets in Iowa.
That might be true, may or may not be true.
allegedly.
Thank you, William Hill. Well, 100%, that is a great choice. You know, mine was the Hockey Finds Out What the Podcast Pays. That was just brilliant radio. And there's nothing better than however much of it was, you know, genuine disbelief and how much of it was embellishment. We'll never know, but it was brilliant. I was laughing, and I was just hysterically laughing. And it was made better by the fact that it was a Tuesday and Bonus was in studio and, you know, was obviously just the best part about it, because Bonus is the nicest guy you'll ever meet ever. I mean, he's just the best. But he was basically laughing at them the whole time. And it was basically like, are you kidding me? And it was so brilliantly constructed, and it really took up the better part of about three segments. I mean, they really hammered on it, and so that was a very spontaneous kind of moment that happened, and it was brilliant.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, that kind of went away after a little while here. I wonder if that kind of made sound waves with the big bosses, and they maybe changed the payment structure of that podcast. Because otherwise, you know, it sounded so genuine. Like, Hockey was completely upset. Like, he's been, like, spoon-fed a bunch of bullshit about, oh, this podcast, you know, we're going to be millionaires and, you know, putting our handprints into the Hollywood Walk of Fame for doing this, you know, extra 20 minutes every day and then, you know, making a dollar an hour or whatever it was. It's, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, it was so good, and yeah, I love moments like that where somebody is just you know, and it Hockey does it, I think, the best when he's like truly outraged about something, and because he just, like, his voice goes up about three octaves, like the whole what, and
yeah,
it's just, oh my god, it cracks me up. So yes, congratulations to Tommy and Chris, who will have to, well, it's not the first time they've shared a dong before, but they'll have to share the golden dong for the moment of the year, or maybe we just give them two.
Yeah, well, Chris has already got a golden dong for the quote, so we'll give one to Tommy.
Well, Tommy's got one for the betting champion, so okay. So yeah. Well,
I'm sure they could figure out a way to use a dong between two men, so.
I think so. Well, that will do it for the 2019 Golden Dong Awards. We hope you enjoyed them, and maybe we'll have an extra Golden Dong made up and send it to Lou, our Listener of the Year.
Yes, if we could only send him a text message and ask for his address.
All right, well, switching gears just a little bit, over to gambling, which is my favorite thing to talk about. despite my 3-12-1 record on the under in week 17. But hey, it was fun to watch my bets just destroy one by one by one. But you know, you can still bet. It's the regular season's over, but the playoffs are here. Dave, you betting on anything in the wild card round?
I'm basically going to bet most of the board. So Saturday we got, the first game is the Buffalo Bills and Houston Texans. The total for that game is 43.5. I think that is just way too high of a total, especially for Buffalo. Buffalo has been going under in at least 60% of their games this year. I think they kind of bring that defensive-minded approach to this game, and I think that total goes under 43.5. I'm also going to take the Patriots -4.5 at Tennessee. Now, I know, you know, they lost as big favorites to Miami, and they haven't been well. They haven't been doing well against the spread, especially in their last eight. But it's playoffs. It's Foxborough. It's Belichick. It's Brady. I can't see them not winning by, more than a touchdown here. So I'm going to take the Patriots -4.5 as well.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite side of that one. I think, you know, the years where the Patriots have been one and done look exactly like this year has looked for them. And Derrick Henry is a nightmare matchup for the Patriots. I think they're just going to pound Henry. And when they need to throw, Tannehill has proven that he's capable. And I think the Texans, or sorry, the Titans are exactly the worst possible matchup for the Patriots. And when they lost that game to the Dolphins, that's exactly what popped into my head, is they do not want to be playing the Titans. Anybody else, I think they would do okay. But I'm definitely taking the points on that one. So,
okay, here we go. Power Trip Bets and Quotes podcast bets. if you're alive, or if that Twitter account's been taken, Kaniac on the line here. I'll take Patriots -4.5.
Yep, done. I'll take the take the Titans on that one. You doing anything on Sunday? I think I'm pretty much completely staying away from the Viking game. That over-under number was good when it opened, and now it's way up there, and it's pretty much right where it should be at 49.5. It's hard to really get on either side of that.
So and I was on the – oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and that just comes down to if you're interested in the line or not at, 7.5. But that's a tricky number, too, because if you're on the Saints, you really have to cover more than a touchdown, and – you know, if you're on the Vikings, if you're already losing by that much, 7.5 is such a tricky number. So I think I'm staying off that game entirely.
I am taking the total under 49. It's been inflated so high. I think we forget how good both of those defenses are. The Saints defense is very good. Thielen, we don't know if he's really healthy or not. So Lattimore's going to lock down on Diggs. And kind of get revenge for his miss overrunning Diggs in the Minneapolis Miracle. So yeah, I think this total goes way under 49. I liked it at 47.5, so I'm taking the under 49.
Yeah, I don't know. The Saints, their defense seems to, every other time, give up a huge number. So, I mean, I think they could keep it under, and I also think this number could go way over. I mean, they've given up this year, 28 to the Titans, they've given up 48 to the 49ers, they've given up, what was it? They gave up 25 to the Bears, for God's sake. I mean, it's hit and miss. So that's why I'm staying away from this game, because it's hard to get a really good trend on the Saints. And what about the late game in the NFC, where you've got the Seahawks traveling to Philadelphia as 1.5-point favorites?
This is my playoff lock of the week. I am taking the Seahawks for so many reasons. Against the spread, kind of in a big time, I guess this isn't technically a prime time game because it's a 3:30 game, but all the trends are saying Seattle, Philly's terrible against the spread, but I can also see a scenario that, this banged up Philly team, behind a quarterback that has a bunch of question marks behind them and a defense and a secondary that's awful, somehow comes out with a win, but I'll gladly take that loss if the Eagles win, but I will take the Seahawks -1.5.
That is 100% the correct side. The Seahawks are unbelievable in the Eastern time zone covering the spread this year. So roll with that. And that's been my lock of the week. Some of the rare locks of the week that I got right this year, a lot of times it was when I was taking the Eagles in the Eastern time zone. Roll with that. Eagles, or Seahawks, I should say, are absolutely going to roll this game. So I think that one's probably my lock of the week, or where I'm going to be putting my most money on. So... all right, well, enjoy the first round of the playoffs. We will be back in about a week with, we'll kind of get back to normal episodes, because we've been kind of a crazy month of December for me personally, and then we've had the awards show, and we've had the selection show for the quote of the year. So we'll kind of get back to the good old-fashioned normal Bets and Quotes podcast, hopefully starting next week. And hopefully that's a good thing. I know at least for our favorite two listeners, it definitely is. So
for sure. And we might have something spicy for our episode next week, episode number 69.
Yeah, we got to do something special for episode 69, and I think I have a couple of ideas for that. So, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
And as always, I'm at PowerTripBets. Good luck with your bets this weekend, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.